Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Open Mic. The program where you can pick your own subject. Welcome, everybody, to Inner Sight. And now, I'm not going to say that we did or that we didn't. But months ago, we called for the resignation of Governor Cuomo, even before the stuff came out about the sexual allegations. So it took quite a while, but I think he finally realized that it's futile for him to stay in there. Cuomo quit. That'll probably be the headline on the paper tomorrow, I would think. I don't know anything about this Lieutenant Kathy Hochul, I think her name is. I have no idea who she is. You never heard of her until now. But she's got to be sworn in and all that. You know, well, I hope she is going to do something to help the millions of disabled people in this country. Now, you know, it remains to be seen. Here we go again. In this state, I should say. Well, she could help people in the country, too, by setting the example for the state, you know. So, yeah, he'll be out in 2 weeks, according to the news. And we'll get the new, she'll be the first woman governor in New York State. And a lot of that stuff going on. Well, we didn't have a woman president yet. So we got Ms. Harris in the wings, so that's a possibility. Now, who knows? Well, I don't think people are very happy these days with the Democrats or the Republicans. Well, I confirmed my appointment today with our congressman, Guavarino. And the people seem nice enough, but the difficult part is, will they understand what we're going to say to them, and will they do something about it? You know? So we'll find out about that in about a week or so. All right, Inner Sight. Hopefully we get the phones open tonight on the open mic. Did you hear the goings-on about the stupid vaccine? First, I heard an item on the news that people who got the second dose came down with the virus. Now, there's no numbers. They're not giving you numbers on this. But it was on the news afternoon. I didn't hear it when I checked a little while ago. Then the World Health Organization put out an alert that they need $7 billion to get help to other countries. All right. Now, I would assume that that help means vaccinating people. You know. Now, why do they want to continue to vaccinate people when they've said people who are receiving the vaccination have come down with a virus? Doesn't make sense. You cannot make sense out of these people. You make more sense out of doctors and professionals who are trying to tell you what to do so that if you get a virus, it'll be minimal. That makes more sense. Not where people have taken a vaccination and come down with the condition, and then they want to go and give it to the world. How do you make sense out of all this? Doesn't make sense to me. So there you have the medical profession that many, many times is contradictory and doesn't make any sense, you know. Inner Sight open mic and brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. Down in southern New Jersey down there. All right. Big East, the Akita Rescue. Roar, little bear. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. Organization. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food. And if you need veterinarian care for your animal, talk to him about that. Hey, we remind you about Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Information about buying a house, sell a house, or get an apartment, or any real estate questions. Anthony Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. So check them out. All right. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, watch over them. We remember some of those youngsters who have passed, and many of them could have had better and more, you know, safe conditions, like Corey, Avante, little Tommy, the little baby Royalty. To name a few that weren't protected the way they should have been. Ollie Campbell was greatly protected with my buddy Tyree and his wife and whatever life he had. He lived it and he was happy. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Let's see, some of the people that have helped us: Suffolk Bus Corp, Touro Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Islip Cleaners, to mention a few people who, Jimmy the Poet. We haven't heard from Jimmy for a while. I got to call him and see if how he's doing. Jimmy the Poet, who has given us many different, many donations at different times. All right, so there's some of our friends to keep Inner Sight going. Almost 109,000 listens and growing. Want to say hello to my dear friend Pidgey, who called me yesterday and again today. We missed each other's call, but hopefully you'll be hearing more from her, and a great, great advocate with a lot of good things to contribute. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. And tonight, open mic, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. you know, keep it clean, turn down your radio, video, whatever it is you got in the background, and try to call in on a landline. Landlines are usually better reception. All right, so you know, a lot of things going on. The government has one branch of the Congress, anyway, has passed the infrastructure bill, where they're supposed to fix up the roads and all that. I heard they're going to put up electric charging devices for electric cars. Now, I don't know. I don't know how safe that's going to be. You know, where these things are going to be put up. I just hope that people can't come along and tamper with them. You know, and I'm concerned about that. You know, because you know, you put up things like that, and right away, people get curious, or they want to investigate. And, you know, they want to see, how does this thing work? Can I charge my phone on it? You know, all kinds of weird stuff that people have a way of producing. So I don't know where they're going to put these things, or what they're going to look like. Are they going to be identifiable to people who are visually impaired? You know, how are we going to know what they are, or where they are? You know, there's all kinds of questions. And remember, the government is not that good with accessibility for those of us who are disabled. They got a lot more to learn and to catch up with. So that's weird. I never heard of that before. You know. And then what's going to happen when you have inclement weather, you know, including thunder and lightning? Are these things going to be dangerous or what? You know, I don't know what that's all about. And are they going to have notices on them? Notices on them.
Yeah.
That,
I get it, Cheryl. I get it.
Notices on them that blind people can't read. You know, people visually impaired. So it's an uncertain situation with these devices that are mentioned as part of the infrastructure. And I wonder if they're going to make all the traffic lights accessible. The, you know, the pedestrian signals, audible pedestrian signals. I wonder if that's part of the infra monies bill. Well, I guess we'll find out. They certainly haven't done a good job with them to date. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. So far, we don't have the phones. We don't have an engineer. We got to wait for the engineer to come on the air. The number is 213-816-1650. If you're out there and you want to call in, Hang on. If you're dialing in, just stay with us. All right? On the open mic. Incidentally, if you need any civil rights advice, James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. So there you have the number. And find out if your rights have been violated. Yeah. Open mic. I wish we had the money to put up an 800 number. That would be nice to get calls from around the world. You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who have questions and who are being violated and their rights and so on and so forth. Anybody out there like to donate an 800 number to InnerSight? That would be cool. Or we could put it up and receive calls from, you know, like Canada. Canada's not that far, but it's another country. Wasn't there a time when Alaska used to be, Alaska wasn't part of the United States? It goes back to the 1950s, I think, when Alaska became a state. I believe that was the last province to become a state, Alaska. Be nice to get calls from Japan, you know, considering that I have an Akita. That'd be interesting. Or we can get calls from Hawaii. Yeah, and that's like, Hawaii is almost like another tree, but now it's part of the U.S. All right, InnerSight, open mic. Don't forget, we're on television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, 1997. And Thursday night, Altice, that's Long Island Cable, 7:30, goes all over Long Island. So check us out. Now, the next couple of days, according to the Weather Bureau, anyway, putting out a heat warning for tomorrow and for Thursday. So if you're going to go out there, make sure you got a bottle of water with you. And you know what else is good? Like a spray bottle, you know, where you keep yourself cool. You spray your face, your head, and all that, your arms, you know. If you got to be out there. There's a lot of people, some people got to work out there. That's hard work. You know, the construction people. The cops have to work in the heat. Fire department, you know. So beware, be extra careful, and take it easy out there. Don't exert yourself too much. Now, what about the baseball players? Man, they got to exert themselves tomorrow and Thursday. I hope they got night games. You know, it's a little better. The sun goes down on the night game. So they don't have to deal so much with the heat because, boy, those day games are, when it gets up to 100 degrees, those day games are a killer. Yeah, especially with the humidity coming in, you know. Well, the last couple of days have been crazy. You know, you go out there, you walk, and 10 minutes, and it starts raining. Rains for about 15 minutes, then it stops. Last couple of days. Really strange weather, you know. So, you know, you don't know. You can't wear a raincoat because too heavy, too hot. It gets hot. And then pain in the butt. Then you got to carry it with you. All right. Inner sight, open my engineer. Where are you? Supposed to have a co-host and an engineer, but I don't know what happened to her. All right. We apologize that we don't have the lines open. I don't know. This may turn out to be a one-man open mic. Let's see. Tomorrow night's show will be How to Get Rid of the Nursing Homes. It's tomorrow night. And Thursday night, we're planning to talk about how the agency should do more for deaf-blind people. People that are really left out. People that are hearing impaired and visual. All right. Inner sight and open mic. And if you'd like to send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Email us if you'd like to be on the program. Let us know. And when you email us, send us a contact number so we can call you, because not everyone can open the Inner Sight email. So a contact number is good. All right. What else did I hear in the news? You know, I listened to the business news. You get these guys that get up on CNBC. That's the business news station. And you get these commentators that get up there. And they're trying to predict, you know, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what stocks to invest in and all that. Well, they just take a guess. How do they know? Anybody can take a guess. You know? I don't see where you got to go to school for years and years and years to do that. And a lot of it could be intuition. You know? Oh, I think this stock, AMC, for instance, the entertainment. Oh, that stock's going to go big, but one guy said that stock's going to go big, but be careful with it. You know, he's giving you a double idea. And you got these other things that I hear about, the people who want to come up with a different kind of money. Coins, some kind of coins. I'm not familiar with them, but I hear about them, and that stock goes up and down all the time. I think it's pretty easy to figure out that a stock is going to go up and down. And then whenever the government says something, makes a comment, you know, like a President Biden makes a comment or the head of the Federal Reserve and all that, the stock go weird. They go berserk. They go up or they go down in accordance with what the person says. Isn't that weird? So how do you, I think to me it's very weird and would be very stressful to try to gauge all this stuff all day long. Oh, that one went up. Oh, now look, it's going down, you know. And then people have money invested in these things, and a lot of them panic when they see where they have the money invested, when they see the stock dropping, you know. What was it, 1929, when the stock market crashed? You know, the big crash. And they said that people were jumping out of windows. I mean, to me, that's so stupid. It's only your money. What are you going to jump out of a window for? I don't know, man. People, I guess, I don't think like most people. You know, I wouldn't jump out of a window if somebody took all my money. That's for sure. I'd try to go out and make some back. All right, Inner Sight, if you have any open mic comments, you'll have to phone them into the Inner Sight line and we'll pick them up and try to get them on the air tomorrow or the next day. Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. So there you have it, world. See, you never know what's going to happen next in this world. I always say that. One of my favorite sayings, and it's so true. That's why you got to be prepared in your mind for anything. You know? Because you never know. And people never know when they're going to become disabled in this world. Happens all the time. That's why everything should be there for everybody. Would be a better world if people knew that no matter what, you know, as long as they could, their brains were functioning, no matter what, they wouldn't lose their job. I think people would feel more secure. But you see, a lot of people will lose their job if they become disabled. Or, you know, something changes that they can't access. Because that's how the world is set up. Who are you?
Hi. Had a little trouble.
Oh, you finally decided to make an appearance, huh?
Yeah, right? Oh,
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Are you there?
So, yeah, I'm here.
I can hardly hear you.
Is that better? My phone was dying.
Now do the Able News.
Yeah, I will. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personal stage that both two manages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, that's one of the best ads you ever did.
You know why? I'm going slow and I got a mouthful of Novocaine, so.
Well, that's good. You should go slow.
Yeah, I don't know. I do go
slow. All right,
slow.
Inside, open mic. Don't forget to sign our petition, the one on the service dogs and the one on the nursing homes, change.org, if you want to look them up. Do we get any more names on that nursing home one?
Let me look, okay? Hold on.
When's the last time you checked?
I got to look.
We need more names on that.
We need a miracle. Oh, I got to turn that off. Yeah. I'm not logged into that. I am logged out now. I got to log Carino in instead.
Sound like you're far away. What's up with that?
Yeah, I got to leave it far away a second so I can log you in instead of me.
All right, are you able to get the petition?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. Inner Sight. And tomorrow night we'll tell you how to get rid of these nursing homes.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what's going on with that.
On Inner Sight.
One of my friends, I got to tell you this now, this evening, this is not on topic, I don't think. Oh, no, it is. Wait a minute. One of my friends. Today's Tuesday, right? Yeah, it is on topic. Open mic. All right, so, yeah, she, let me see. No, it's 7. This is bizarre. I've been telling this all over the place. So I don't know. I want to call a blog and say, why is this only at 7 all the time? That don't make sense. You know?
What does the petition say? Did you get the petition?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear you.
I said, did you look up the petition?
What? Yeah, I'm there. And it only says 7. I'm sorry, I said
how many
blog,
names we have?
Only 7.
7 names, all right.
Yeah, I'm not
all
happy
right.
with that. I'm going to call them or email them or do whatever it says. And I'm going to see why.
It's a start, but we need a lot more.
Yes, we do. And I can't believe, you know, that it's I've been putting it up on everything, you know, just constantly advertising it by just the free stuff. You know, but still, I don't think that that's, you know, I've been asking my friend who has a, you know, her a brother in a nursing home and right now doing rehabilitation, right? And she's under the impression that you have to stay in a nursing home to get the rehabilitation. And I told her otherwise. You know, they do rehabilitation, that's outpatient, at home now. So she's like, oh, you know, and I said, call in on the show, but she said, I'm busy this evening, but if I can, I will, you know. You know, she's a legal.
Well, these nursing homes lie to people all the time, so.
Oh, yeah, they do. They really do. And she said they're in control of getting him his disability and all. I'm like, oh my God, call us. We'll help you better. I said, call me. I'll give it to you for free. Forget about them. They're going to, you know, want it for the nursing home. That's what their whole idea is. She works for lawyers, but she thought about it a second. She sat down and she goes, you know, you're right, but I gotta convince her to call us, you know, on a separate, that's my good friend since I was 8 years old. And she told me a lot of things, well, about, you know, one of my family members.
Got to get him out of there and get him back home.
Yeah, that's what I told her. He was unconscious when he went in there. So they all had to team up, all the family, all the brothers and sisters. She has 10. She's 10 total brothers and sisters. The mom and dad are no longer with us, but she has 10 and, you know, total brothers, 9 actually. She's the 10th one, of course. And she, like, has to, you know, find out what's, you know, going on and stuff like that. You know?
All right. In a sight, open mic, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Check the line. See if anybody is
trying
to call
in. I think Louis is. He wants to introduce Friday. Okay, hold on.
Oh, Louis, yeah.
Still there. Yeah, hold on.
All right. We have any other calls or just Lou?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Louis, and he wants to speak about Friday.
All right. Open mic. Louis the Lip.
Louis the Lip, here he comes. Hey,
Frank Perino.
Hey, yeah.
This is Louis.
Hey, Lou.
How you doing, Lou? Sorry we missed you the other night.
I missed you back also. I was at my brother's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got home after 9 o'clock past Friday.
Oh,
all right.
That's okay.
I called in, but it's too late. The show's over, and I hung up the phone.
We saw you, but we couldn't get you.
Well, at least you tried to call in, so we're glad. We're happy about that.
I fell asleep. I'm sorry, Frank. The other night, I went into a deep sleep.
Suzanne, I can hardly hear you, and your phone is.
Is that better?
Gobbled up. You gotta do something about that phone.
I know. I gotta find out.
Hey Lou, how you doing?
How's he? How you doing? Hello, Suzanne.
Hi Lou, how you doing?
Oh, okay. You missed me Friday. I was at my brother's house. I just got home after 9 o'clock. I was at my brother's house for a while, and we got home.
Yeah, that's.
Did you have a nice time?
Got to see that you were okay.
I had Italian food.
Oh, good.
I had pasta and homemade sauce and cannoli and coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hungry. Next time
you must have gained pasta. About 10 pounds.
Yeah, you must have.
I weigh 200 and... Oh, go ahead. I weigh 218 pounds.
Uh-oh. Did you
218?
Yeah, what? It does.
Pretty soon you'll be a baby elephant.
I'll weigh about 745 pounds.
No, don't do that. You get very sick.
705 pounds.
No.
Was that too high?
That's too low.
That's too
low. Yeah, I can't fit through the door.
No.
Suzanne, is that too high?
All right.
600 pounds?
600?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
People go for surgery for that.
No, thank you. Nah, I stick with my weight. 260 or 218 pounds.
A little lower you could be, but not too, you know, you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, how tall are you?
Yeah, about taller than my dad.
Hmm.
I think taller
five
than
foot.
Yeah.
5 foot nine.
Yep, I think I'm taller than Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, just about.
What are you, 5 foot nine? I'm 5 foot. I'm gonna correct this. I am 5 foot nine and a half now. I was 5 foot ten.
Wow.
Arthritis eat my neck. So, technically,
yeah.
I should be 5'10", but I'm 5 foot nine and a half.
I mean, talking about 5 foot for 5 foot feet. I got the same. Right then Rosanna, Dana, or Jerry Lewis got the same height like I go. I stand up 5 feet tall and all that stuff going on. I weigh about 210 pounds or 218 pounds, but not 500 pounds. I weigh too much.
No.
A little low to weight down.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you
got
to do that Jerry Lewis this week. We missed it last week.
Yeah, I know. That'd be fun.
How
I
long you been waiting? How long
okay.
you been waiting on my call?
We waited
about
the whole
3 years.
Time. Yeah, we wanted to hear you.
I know.
After.
Yeah, talk to the love drops.
Yeah, tell them about Friday. Come on.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay. Armory, I gotta warm up my lips, warm up my mouth.
Yeah.
He's like,
hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Lewis or Rosanna Denner. Tune into Friday night. I'll try to pick up the phone at 8:30 on Blog Talk Radio on the inner site with the Fox Lab. Yeah. We'll have fun with Jerry Lewis. I hear Rosanna Denner, and we're going to hear the philosopher Jerry Lewis and Jack Benny or... Lauren Hardy and Ralphie Crabman on the line on a Friday night. I'm giving out a love drop to Jerry Lewis. He'll take some, make him feel better.
That's when his lips are warmed up. Imagine if his lips weren't warmed up.
Yeah, that's right. I'm making a lip warm up. Someone got, you know?
Right.
All right, we're going to have a lot of fun Friday. We're going to have... Gabriel with the body.
Oh boy.
Hey Lou, let me I got to ask you. I got a question for you.
Okay. Let me hide from you, Suzanne. I'm too shy to answer the question. Oh no.
No, you're not. If you were walking down the street and you saw a big fat body with a finger sticking out, what would you yell?
No. Tickle me.
All right, in a sight. We'll talk about it Friday night. And
I missed your call, guys, on a Friday night. I have to apologize. We got home at the 9. I missed your phone call. I was at my brother's house.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I better watch out for Suzanne Taurasi forever. She's cracking her funny bone. Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, I am. Full time. Yep.
Love you, Suzanne.
Hey, I love you too. You're a good guy.
All right, we'll
that.
Catch you on Friday, Lou.
Carry on, guys. I love you. This is Jerry Lewis signing off. I'll call you on a Friday. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Do our telephone, okay? On Friday. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, inner sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And I think one of the biggest pieces of news today that I heard,
yeah.
I mentioned it earlier, but it's so startling. And I wonder how it makes other people feel that people getting vaccinated have come down with the virus.
That and Cuomo's resignation. in 14 days.
Well, that everybody expected.
Yeah, you know.
But they didn't expect.
Playing it down, but he couldn't play it down no more.
They didn't expect that this vaccination wouldn't work.
Well,
you know,
they're stupid. They should have built up the immunity.
I can't hear you. Your phone is dying. Get close to the phone.
Is that better?
Yeah, stay there. Don't move.
Don't move. I'm not moving.
Now, what were you going to say?
What?
And now it went off again.
I don't hear you well now. You know, I just can't hear you well in this business. That's the problem. I need to find out what happened to the phone because people can't hear me and I can't hear them. It's like crazy. I think, you know.
You need to get yourself together if you're going to do this show.
Oh, I know. This is my cell phone. The other one, I don't know. The other one isn't working well either. They lose charge quickly anyway. The house phone. Because the phone for the hearing impairment, they're completely dead.
Isn't your house phone plugged into the electric?
Yes. But the internal
battery.
Well,
why don't you use that? You're not supposed to use this cell phone on the air. It's bad reception.
No, listen
That's
to
why.
Me.
No wonder.
No, listen to me. The other phone that I have is Panasonic, and it's just a plain cordless phone at work. You keep telling me, oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. And it usually does. But the batteries on both of them are slightly dying. So
the phone you used last time was good. Stick to one phone.
That's the one.
Stop.
That's the one.
Switching all these phones over.
The one that needs, like, a battery on the inside. That's the cordless phone. That works the best. The other one that is for the disabled, the closed captioning phone, I'd rather just throw that in the garbage. I'm serious. It's a landline phone, and it's horrible. So I never had such a horrible phone in my life. Basically,
all right. Any callers on the line?
Can't hear. Hold on. Let me look again.
Open mic. You can pick your own subject.
I got to say, hold on. I'm here. No, nobody else but us and Louis listening.
We have listeners?
No, Louis.
Oh.
Yeah, Louis listening.
All right, in a site, and, you know, there's millions of people out there who either have loved ones in the nursing homes or will have, you know, or have had bad experiences.
Like me, I've had experiences.
Nursing facilities.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people that, and then you have the people who are in a situation where they could wind up in a nursing
home. Like me. Yeah.
So
people don't think
great
I can.
Need, there's a great need to bring about a solution to this where people can stay in their own home and have what they need to survive and be a lot safer.
That's correct.
From disease, too, because when you're in a nursing facility, you're more vulnerable to disease.
Yeah,
you got all kinds of germs in there, and you don't know who they're bringing in there.
That's right. My mother got sepsis twice in 1 year. In 1 year. That's horrible. When she was home, she didn't get sepsis at all. She got sepsis. That's what she died of. Very bad infection of the brain.
Oh, yeah, because that's a good place to catch them.
That's right.
So
yep.
That fact alone is enough, you know, to have someone in their own home. Because in your own home, you're not going to be overrun with strangers that you don't know that are coming in and and you don't know
exactly.
what they have.
Yeah.
You know, and how
the
many times? How many times do they put a person in a room with another person,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what that individual has or what they've contracted,
yeah.
where they've been?
And how many times have they said to you, oh, we have to change your mom's room because this is when COVID hit, because the roommate had COVID and you have to now be moved to another room. Now, you've been exposed to COVID, okay, and now you are at risk of that, and that's an infection. I got to say, it's an infection plus the virus together, I would say, if you really want to put it in an easy term. You know, it's really, to the point that it really gets you good.
Now, there's so many reasons
because
why
your immunity
we
is no
shouldn't
longer
have
there. Right.
So many reasons why we shouldn't have these horrible places.
Oh, they're very horrible.
There's a million reasons, and we'll
yeah.
We'll tell you the solution tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And how much we need to get it started.
Hmm.
Get the program started so that people can have help getting out of the damn place. All right,
oh,
Thursday,
yeah.
Mary is supposed to be released from the nursing home.
Yeah.
So we're happy about that, and we'll see how that goes. And, hopefully we can give her some time to get settled. Maybe next week we
yeah.
can get her comments and how she feels about it and
yeah.
some of the things she went through.
Yeah. Oh, God,
you know.
She must have been happy, but she's not, because she was similar, in a very similar situation to my mom, but thank God she made it, really, I got to say. She also had COVID twice, I think, or had COVID once, but was at risk for having it again because she had another person in her room. You know, who had COVID twice, she had that. That's really so upsetting to me. Really.
Well, if she had that COVID, I wonder if she could get compensated for that. She's got to be looked
eventually,
into.
Eventually, probably. But I bet the nursing homes got they got some sort of protection against that now.
They got what?
Probably.
Some I can't
sort
hear
of
you. What?
They got some sort of protection going on with the nursing homes that she can't get any money. You know?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. They may, things
cause I saw that
change and a lot of things come about
going on.
Daily.
Yeah.
You gotta
I know.
Check and
sometimes
double check.
Twice or three times per day. Stuff are going on and they contradict each other throughout the day. It really is crazy this time, the times that we're in, honestly. I never seen
gotta
it.
Gotta find
day,
out.
Right?
Gotta,
yeah.
You know, check and double check.
And
by the way, I never heard, I got a form bonce from the president, you know, that I couldn't answer. And well, how long did we send that? It was about 2 weeks ago already?
Yeah, about, and I didn't get any response. I don't know what happened, but I didn't get any response.
And did yours go yeah. through?
I believe it did. It said it did.
Well,
it
how
did.
Do you know that? Did it say it like you said mine?
Confirmation point. Like you got.
Oh, all right. So then it obviously went through.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But I haven't heard a word from the
yeah.
president on what he's going to do, if anything, or, you know, how to deal with this situation where you have no rights when you're dealing with
well,
service dogs.
Well, I put it in the terms of the ADA, but I'm thinking of revising it a little. I still have it written out. And saying that maybe you know, aside from the ADA, for putting in all four programs that are useless. You know?
Wait, you're talking about something else. I'm talking about the guide dog thing.
No, I am. No, I'm talking about the other one, the nursing homes. Sorry.
We need a law to protect people.
Yeah, we need both.
We're dealing with service dog schools.
Yeah, I know.
On the nursing home situation, we need people to get out. We need everything to be, all eligible apartments to be made accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So the person can get out, get a place.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we need the money redirected.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Instead of going to
the
agency.
You know what we can do? And I was really thinking about it when I can't sleep. It really works. When you can't sleep and you think about something that is a problem, sometimes you really get an answer. And I sort of thought I got an answer to it. What I said.
Oh, you don't want to let it interfere with your sleep. It's not healthy.
No, it wasn't. I couldn't sleep to begin with. So I said, oh, well, let me think about, you know, the nursing home thing. If you have one nursing home closed down, well, you could do it this way. Anyway, here's what I thought. If you have one nursing home, say, that's closing down, right, you then have, you know, that nursing home, you know, be changed into apartments and have employ the construction workers that are sitting on the bench doing absolutely nothing right now. Okay, the union.
I can hardly, you're fading out. I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. This phone needs help. I got to call.
You
got to
stay near the phone.
I am. It doesn't change.
Now you
I
are.
Haven't moved. Oh, really? Wow. Well, I didn't do anything, I swear.
You know what bothers me when the president gave that speech and he brought people in, you know, not one person got up and said, get rid of the damn nursing homes.
Not one, I know. That's
he
where
kept,
his waste of money is right now. Really it is.
He kept
so
saying,
he's paying
hold it.
People. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I really don't.
He kept saying how about these programs and the money they're putting in and $4 billion, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But no one said, why don't we get rid of these damn nursing homes? We don't need them. We don't want them.
That's true.
How many people there would have said, if someone would have raised the question to all these disabled people, do you want nursing homes to exist?
And you said no.
I will be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends.
Yeah.
And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number 631-224-3090. Thank you so much. It's been open mic live. So tomorrow night's show, we have the solution, how to get rid of these nursing homes. We're going to tell the world about it tomorrow night. Inner Sight around the world. And thank you so much for listening. All right.
Thank you.
Be with
good
you
night,
tomorrow
everyone.
Night.
Yeah.
Live. Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner
good night,
Sight.
Everyone.